On that day, Acts chapter 8, page 774, grown-ups, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
Here's a map.
Here's a map. Okay? I don't know if you know where Judea and Samaria are. Imagine I've got a laser pointer, and I'm pointing to the little blue dot. The blue dot is right next to the city called Jerusalem. That's where it all started. Little blue dot, Jerusalem. And when they persecuted the Christians, they had to leave Jerusalem and spread out to Judea and Samaria. Can you see those on the map? Can you see next to the blue dot? Judea just below it, and Samaria just above it. It's getting bigger. Do you see why this is a bit like a firework going off? When the Christians were told to stop preaching in Jerusalem, they spread out and they started going round the world. And guess what happened next? That's actually Africa being covered. But you'll see why in a minute. Okay. Ooh, too much. Let's go down back there, right here. There's the map, and there's where we started with the Christians in Jerusalem. Right. I've got something to help me show you this now. Who likes balloons? Okay, this is a balloon. And this has got... I need someone to help with a chair. Who can bring out their chair? Toby, you can bring out a chair. This says Jerusalem on it. Stand up. I need another one. Somebody else to come out with a chair. Joe, could you bring your chair? Okay. Yeah. I want you to... Wait. Joe, stand here. We're going to squeeze the Christians out of Jerusalem. You ready? Go.
Daddy.
Where's it gone? That says Judea. Look at that. The Christians have gone out of Jerusalem here to Judea. Now, Joe, stand up there. Can you squish them out of Judea? Along that way. Go. More. Where's it got to? There, look. It's gone to Samaria. Do we like this illustration? It actually says Africa at the end, but I don't think we've got time. Okay, down you get. Thank you very much. Well done. Big round of applause for these two. When the Christians were told not to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, they spread out to Judea and Samaria. And we're going to hear about the gospel going out even beyond there today. You ready? Acts chapter 8 is the story of the ripple spreading out, the firework getting bigger, the good news about Jesus getting to Samaria and then to Africa. That's hundreds and then thousands of miles away from Jerusalem. And there's two people in the story. One's called Simon from Samaria. He's into magic and wizardry and spells. Who knows a famous wizard? Chloe? Harry Potter? He was a bit like, well, I don't know if he was, but he was into wizardry and spells. And he was very famous. We're going to hear about him in a moment. The other guy, we don't even know his name, but he was very important, and he was from Africa. Okay. Grown-ups, you need to keep Acts 8 in your Bibles open. I'm actually not going to read it, but we're going to tell the story by meeting these two people. Right. Philip was one of Jesus' apostles. Well, he was one of his helpers, and he started telling people about Jesus. And he arrived in Samaria, and people all over Samaria were hearing about the good news. Some were being healed. Some were being given sight. They were blind, but they could see again. And some were crippled, but they could walk again. And lots of people were listening to what he said, but there was a problem. Some people were getting the wrong idea about Christianity. Now, Simon was one of those guys, and I'd like you to meet him. Can we have Simon, the magician? There we go. Simon, you look very impressive.
Yeah, I'm very impressive.
What's all this gear for?
Well, I have a cloak, very impressive. I have a magician's hat, very impressive. I have a wand, very impressive. And I have my magic words, very impressive. I'm a magician.
A what?
I do magic. I am famous. Haven't you heard of me? I'm Simon. Simon Magus.
No. No, I haven't heard of you, but are you a good magician?
Yeah. I do masses of tricks, and I have masses of people who come to my shows. I can do amazing tricks. Do you want to see one?
No. Masses of people come to your shows. Does that make you... How important are you?
I am very important. I am very important. I have loads of rich people who love my stuff. I get invited to all the best parties. I've come to your parties, haven't I, Ed? And I was at the mayor's show last week in Cambridge, yes. Everybody knows me. I have some very impressive friends, don't I, Max?
Is that yours outside?
Yeah. That green machine. Yeah.
That is a very smart bit of transport.
Yeah, one of my perks of the job, yes.
Impressed. I don't think the Prime Minister's got one that nice. How's it been going? Have you been doing a good job? What's life like for you?
Well, funny you might ask that. Something very strange happened recently.
What?
Well, this guy turned up, yeah?
Yep.
This guy turned up, and people started, well, they've stopped coming to visit me. They've stopped coming to see me, the impressive one.
Oh, really?
You want to know what's happened, didn't
you? Yeah, what happened?
Yeah,
tell me.
What happened? Well, this guy Philip arrived.
Yeah.
Philip arrived, and he can do this amazing stuff, tricks I have never seen before. I mean, real healing. You know, blind people seeing, crippled people walking. I mean, I was impressed. That's saying something. So. I watched for a bit, and it turned out after one of his talks, people were going down to the river, right? And they were getting sort of baptized. So, well, I was impressed. And I said something about, well, he said something about a guy called Jesus. So, well, I joined him too.
You got baptized?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Isn't that mean you're a Christian? Isn't it great what Jesus has done for us?
Well, I suppose so.
Right. Wonderful. Not quite sure what you mean.
I don't know what you mean by Jesus being a friend. But anyway, I haven't finished. These guys turned up from Jerusalem after Philip came. They're called what? Was it? Peter and John, I think.
The apostles.
Yeah, that's them. And you know what? They've even put Philip in the show. You know, I thought Philip was good, but they're even better. My goodness, their trick was the coolest. They laid their hands on people and said magic words. I couldn't quite hear it. And then something I can't explain happened. People, they actually changed. There was a friend of mine, he was a magician. And you know, he burnt his wand and he burnt his magic books, his magic words. I can't believe it. He's a different guy. He's transformed. They were worth loads, these guys, and all because of the strange power these two guys had.
Strange power, yes.
Well, you know what? I thought, I want this strange power. You know, I want this strange power. Much better than I want. And I wanted to use it, so I thought, if I give him a bit of money... If I give him a bit of money, I can buy this power. I can have this power. So I said, why are you looking at me like that?
I can't believe you offered money for it.
Well, I thought I could buy the Holy Spirit.
What do you mean? I think we've heard enough from Simon. Something went horribly wrong. he got the wrong end of the stick about Christianity completely. He thought it was about being impressive. But there's two things I want to say about that story of Simon hearing about the gospel. One is really good, because when Philip went down, he went out from Jerusalem, he went to Samaria, and people even in Samaria were becoming Christians. They really were. So the first point is, people from everywhere can become Christians. Can you say that back to me? Ready? Go. People from everywhere can become Christians. Okay, now I want you to say it with the emphasis on everywhere. All right, ready? Go. People from everywhere can become Christians. Even people in Samaria. That was the good thing we heard about that story. There was something very wrong. Something very bad. And that's what Simon got wrong about Christianity. Who thinks they know what he got wrong? Who thinks they know what he got wrong about Christianity? Anyone? He thought it was about power and being impressive and doing cool tricks. He got the wrong end of the stick completely. It's not about being great. It's not about being great. That's what we learned from the story about Simon, the magician. Two things. First one was, let's hear it. People from everywhere can become Christians. Second point, it's not about being great. Okay, you're halfway there. We've got to meet somebody else, but that comes a little bit later. We're going to sing a song. It is about God's glorious cause, the cross having saved us. So we're going to pray, Your Kingdom Come. And in fact, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer before we do that. So as the musicians get ready, let's get ready to say the Lord's Prayer together. Magicians, did I say? That's quite cool. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Get ready to meet another person from our story. What we see in the next story is where Philip meets an African man. So if what Simon, the magician, had got wrong about Christianity, this African man gets right about Christianity. Now, an angel told Philip, I want you to go down to meet a man reading a bit of Bible in his chariot. He got him to a special meeting. The problem was that as this man read his Bible in his chariot, he didn't understand what he was reading and couldn't control his chariot at the same time. Philip came up beside this man who was reading his Bible in his chariot, you better stop there, and said, do you understand what you're reading?
How can I? What I need is someone to explain this to me. Can you help?
Well, yes, actually. I can.
Oh, well, go on then. I'm all ears.
Good. Let me hear the bit that you're finding hard. You read it to me, right, and then I'll explain it.
Okay, I will. Here we go. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, he did not open his mouth. Who is he talking about?
That is a great question. That is actually about a man called Jesus. Jesus, who is God, come to earth to save people from sin and call them to live a changed life. He took the punishment we deserve so that we could go free. Like an innocent lamb, he died on a cruel Roman cross so that we don't have to. He paid for our sins. He could have said, no, I don't want to do that. But like an innocent lamb to the slaughter, he was slain for us. Now all that's needed is for everyone who believes in that to say no to their old way of life and be baptized for the forgiveness of their sins, to start a new life.
Okay, I think I've got it. Jesus came to include outsiders in God's plan, big plan. He died for anyone who would trust in him, and that includes me, a black man. I really can be included, even though I am black, and a eunuch.
Yep, you have got it. That is exactly right.
Well, I should stop my chariot. Why shouldn't I be baptized right now? Look, here's some water.
Looks a bit muddy.
It does look a bit muddy, doesn't it, Tim?
Stand on here. Come here. Let me baptize this man. I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Fantastic.
You can get dry now. We didn't have a river. If we'd had a river, I would have got him in it. That was a very shortened version of the story of Philip meeting the Ethiopian. Now, do you remember it started off with the apostles in Jerusalem, and then, like drops of water or fireworks, the message spread out. It spread out from Jerusalem to Judea and then Samaria. That's where Simon the sorcerer was. Lots of people became Christians there, even though he didn't. And then it spread out down to this Ethiopian man who was up. He'd come from down here. He'd come from Africa. And he was up here. And so when he heard about Jesus, he would go back to Africa and tell all of Africa about Jesus as well. Now then, Philip spoke to Simon, and we realized this. Can you say it all out loud? People from everywhere can become Christians. Simon the magician got it wrong. It's not about being great. When that Ethiopian heard about Jesus, he became a Christian, and we realize again. Let's hear it. People from everywhere can become Christians. But there's something really good as well that he realized, and it is this. That doesn't work at all. There we go. It is about admitting you need God's help. Now, that Ethiopian man, even though he had only a blanket on, he was actually a very important government official. He really was impressive. But when he read his Bible and he realized who Jesus was, he realized he was bad inside and he needed to trust God to say no to his old way of life and start living a new way of life. That's quite hard. It wasn't about being impressive, not about being great, but about being sorry and starting a new life. So that's what he did. He admitted he needed God's help. It's not about being great. It is about admitting you need God's help. But if there's one thing to remember from today, and your mum and dad ask you at lunchtime, what did you remember from lunchtime, from church today? It's that top point from both stories. If I turn it off, would you be able to remember what it is? The top point from both stories. Remember, Samaria and this Ethiopian became Christians. What's the top point? People from everywhere can become Christians. I'd like to pray and thank God that people from everywhere can become Christians. I'd like you to pray with me and think of somebody who's not a Christian yet. And then in your mind, pray, please God, can you make them a Christian? Okay, let's be quiet for a moment. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the good news of Jesus spreading out from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. We thank you that it went via Africa and it came all the way to England and to us. So we've heard about Jesus too. We thank you that that means people from everywhere can become Christians. Please help the people we're thinking of now to realize that it's not about being great, but it's about accepting we need God's help. I pray for people in China to recognize that it's not about being great, but about realizing we need God's help. And I pray for people we know from school and work and friends and relations, that they would understand it's not about being great, but it's about needing God's help. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.